From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism. Mr. Modi's trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. It is also an opportunity for the Prime Minister to assert Indian power as a global power. A suicide bomber blew up his car outside a police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria. Officials say four people were killed by the blast in the town of Midyat in Kurdish-majority Mardin province. As many as 30 people were wounded. Fighting reportedly broke out between Turkish forces and Kurdistan Workers' Party militants as the attack took place. Afghan police say insurgents abducted 47 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan Wednesday morning. General Mohammad Qasim Jangalbah, the Kunduz provincial police chief, said security forces managed to rescue a few of the hostages. He said police began planning an operation to release the rest. No group has taken responsibility for the incident yet. This is the third mass kidnapping in the last 9 days. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks. Those attacks have been disrupting the country's oil production. The Niger Delta Avengers said on its Twitter account Wednesday that it is not negotiating with any government committee. It also said the group blew up an oil well belonging to the Chevron Corporation at 1 a.m. local time. This is VOA News. As Hillary Clinton basks in the glory of gaining enough votes to get the Democratic presidential nomination, she and Democratic rival Bernie Sanders inched closer to what party loyalists hope will be a period of amicable reconciliation.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
Clinton claimed her party's nomination after primary victories in California, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota, making her likely to be the first woman to be the nominee of a major U.S. political party. Her Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, won North Dakota's and Montana's primary elections. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump also spoke Tuesday to an enthusiastic crowd. He attacked Clinton, accusing her of selling access to the State Department when she was secretary. UN investigators are accusing the Eritrean government of a quarter century of widespread and systematic human rights violations. A report released by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Eritrea says the violations amount to crimes against humanity. The commissioners call Eritrea an authoritarian state with no independent judiciary, national assembly, or democratic institutions. They say crimes of enslavement, imprisonment, and forced disappearances and other inhumane acts are committed to instill fear in the population and to deter political opposition. A UN whistleblower who was suspended for leaking a confidential report alleging sexual abuse by peacekeepers in Africa has resigned over what he says is the organization's failure to hold senior officials accountable. When serving as the director of field operations for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Anders Kompass leaked a confidential UN report to French authorities alleging that 14 French soldiers assigned to a peacekeeping force in the Central African Republic sexually abused a number of children between the ages of 8 and 15. He was suspended by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights for releasing the report that contained the names of several children who were victimized. South Korea's government Wednesday declined to directly confirm reports that North Korea has resumed the production of plutonium. A unification ministry spokesman says his government is closely watching actions by the North. Unnamed U.S. and U.N. officials say North Korea is again using spent nuclear fuel to process plutonium at its Yongbyon facility. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.